adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim had a long talk with Dutch Krantz, Laura's father, who was instrumental in bringing him to Singapore. Following this conference, Jim went back to his hotel. There he met Shanghai Lil, who told him that unless he gave up looking for the ghost of the Java Seas, she was through with him. Jim refused Lil's demand, and she left, threatening to work against him. A short time later, Jim and Kolo set out to have a look around the waterfront. They managed to get into the shipyard of Brent, one of the inter-island traders who was supposed to be one of Jim's backers, where they discovered Shanghai Lil with Brent. At the instant of this discovery, they were seized by Brent's men, only to be rescued a few moments later by Laura Krantz. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in The Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Jungle Jim and Laura Krantz are at Jim's hotel, talking over the events of the last few hours.
Laura, I'm convinced that the ghost of the Java Seas is right here in Singapore.
Everything points to that, Jim.
Exactly. First, someone shot Captain Merton before he could report to your father. And second, I know that I'm being watched.
Watched?
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean someone is following you?
Oh, I'm sure of it. Come here and look out the window. You see that man leaning against the building across the street there?
I see him.
He's been there ever since I arrived at this hotel. He follows me every time I go out.
Well, why don't you do something about it?
Oh, don't worry about that fellow, Laura. When the time comes, I'll take care of him.
Jim, do you suspect Harvey Brent?
No, not particularly.
But what were you doing in his shipyard?
Just looking around. I intended to visit the yards of Lee Wong and Alf Smithers later. I've already seen your father's.
But I don't understand. What did you expect to find?
I wanted to see their equipment. Laura, doesn't one thing strike you as peculiar? Your father and Alf Smithers are both comparatively poor.
And Lee Wong and Harvey Brent are wealthy. Is that what you were going to say?
Exactly. Yet your father and Alf Smithers have suffered most of the losses.
Well, then the ghost must be Brent. Lee Wong loaned father $500,000.
You wouldn't hesitate to lend money if you knew you could steal it all back, would you?
You mean...
I don't mean anything, Laura. I'm only trying to show you that we can't jump to conclusions.
Jim, I just thought of something.
What?
That man down on the street, he's Chinese.
Well, that still doesn't mean anything, particularly here in Singapore. This city is made up of more different races than any other place in the world.
But if you're right in your suspicions, it must be either Lee Wong or Harvey Brent who's really the ghost.
No, not necessarily. Might be somebody employed by them. The only thing I'm sure of is that your father has suffered more than the other, because he's fought back. He's been determined to crush the ghost from the very start.
And so the ghost has tried to break him.
That's the way it looks to me now.
Well, then what can we do next?
Well, I've got a plan, Laura. That's why I called you here. I want you to go on home as if nothing had happened.
But you...
Never mind me. Just remember one thing. No matter what anyone says or what you see or hear, now don't worry.
You're going away?
I'm being paid to crush the ghost of the Java Seas, Laura. And if I can't find a trace of him here in Singapore, I'll have to look for him elsewhere.
And you're going to do it alone?
I'm afraid I'll have to. Now, you run along and remember, don't worry.
I'll try not to.
Come in.
Juan, me take car back to garage.
Good. Wait here, Kolo. I've got another job for you.
Yes, it's one.
Laura, I'll get in touch with you as soon as I have some news.
Don't take any more chances like you did this afternoon.
Sometimes in a game like this, it's necessary to take chances. Don't worry about me. Just take care of yourself and remember what I told you. Pay no attention to what anyone says.
I'll try not to. Goodbye, Jim. And if I don't hear anything from you by tomorrow, I'll call.
Goodbye, Laura. And no more trips to the shipyards for you either.
I might say the same to you, Jim. Goodbye.
Goodbye. All right, Kolo, come on. We've got work to do.
Yes, it's fine.
Now, look. I want this room to look as if a cyclone had hit it. Pull out the drawers in that dresser there.
Mm.
There, that's it. Now throw all the clothes on. That's it.
There, Twan, Jim. Clothes all over floor.
Yeah, that's exactly where I want them. Now, come on. Smash up the place. Here, help me tip the bed over.
Yes,
come on.
Twan.
There. That does it. Boy, if this place doesn't look as if a free-for-all fight had been pulled off in here, I'll miss my guess. Break up that other chair there, Carlo.
Yes, it was.
Boy, that does it. Now I'll make a telephone call and we'll get out of here. Hey, it's lucky they don't have a switchboard operator in this hotel. Now, let's see. The Singapore Bulletin is the largest newspaper. Let's see, we'll get the number here now. Ah, here it is. It's Palm Garden 7437. Palm Garden 7437. That's it. Singapore Bulletin? Let me speak to your editorial room, please. Hello? Hello, editorial room? I've got a news story for you. Never mind who this is. Just get the story. Jungle Jim Bradley has disappeared. Got it? He was seized in his hotel room by the ghost of the Java Seas. That's all. Yeah. That ought to keep him guessing for a while.
You'll go away, Twan?
We are going away, Kolo. But first, we're going to take care of that spy standing across the street. Come on. He's been looking for some excitement, and now he's going to get it.
Later that night, Kolo stands before the desk in a Singapore police station where he is being questioned.
I say, how long have you worked for Jungle Jim Bradley?
Me with Twan 5 years.
When was the last time you saw him?
It be before sun go down. He at hotel room. Kolo put car in garage, go back to hotel, then run errand.
And when you got back, Bradley was gone, is that it?
Yes, it was. Twan's room be empty.
And did you find the furniture smashed when you got back?
Yes, it was. Clothes be on floor.
Did Bradley have any enemies in town that you know of?
He not know anybody. We only come yesterday.
What do you mean he didn't know anybody? You drove him around this afternoon. When you came back to the hotel, there was a girl in the car, wasn't there?
Yes, it was.
And who was she?
Kolo not know.
Did you ever hear of a woman called Shanghai Lil?
Yes, he. Missy Lil not with Twan.
Did you see her this afternoon?
Kolo see, but she not go with Twan.
She asked for him at the hotel's desk. She was with him in his room.
Yes, it was.
You were there. Did she tell Bradley that he hadn't heard the last of her?
Kolo not here.
She threatened him, didn't she? She told him that she'd work against him.
Missy Lil very mad, but she not mean anything. She go away.
And you still claim that she didn't go out of the hotel with him later? That she wasn't in the car with him?
No, Twan. It not Missy Lil.
Perhaps by morning, you'll be ready to talk. You're lying, you know. Take him away. The rest of you go out and pick up the Shanghai Lil. I should like very much to have a little talk with her.
In the meantime, Shanghai Lil, having left her hotel under cover of darkness, faces Harvey Brent on board a ship lying in the harbor.
What's the idea of bringing me out here? Why couldn't you talk to me at the hotel?
I have my own reasons, Mr. Vril.
Well, let's get it over with. Do I get the job or don't I?
Mr. Vril, why do you want to work for me?
I answered that question this afternoon. I heard that you weren't satisfied with Jungle Jim Bradley.
And how did you get that information?
That's my business. You find that Lily DeVril has a way of finding out things.
So I have heard. Why do you want to go after the ghost of the Java Seas?
I didn't say that, did I? I told you that I wanted to make some money.
And get even with Bradley at the same time, eh?
Well, put it that way if you want to, Brent. Do I get the job or don't I?
I'm no fool, Miss DeVril. You have been with Bradley for 3 or 4 years, and now you suddenly want to work against him. Unless you're willing to tell me why, there's nothing I can do for you.
Jungle Jim Bradley means nothing to me.
Perhaps if Laura Krantz hadn't come along...
You keep her name out of this. I'll take care of her when I get around to it.
So that's it, eh? You see, Mr. Rill, I also have ways of finding out things. Bradley ditched you for a blonde, and that's why you come to me.
You can't talk to Lily DeVril like that. See how you like this.
Thank you, Miss DeVril.
From now on, keep my personal life out of our conversation.
At least you have spirit. And I admire a woman with spirit. Sit down.
Thanks.
I know all about you, Miss DeVril, where you've been and what you've been doing. Now, if you're ready to follow orders and do as you're told, I've got a job for you where you can make real money. And maybe get even with that fellow Bradley at the same time.
Now you're talking, Brent. I'll do a real job for you. Just give me the chance.
That's exactly what I intend to do. But first, I want to make one thing clear. If you try any funny work on me, you'll be sorry for it. Do I make myself clear?
You and I understand each other perfectly. What do you want me to do?
Get Jungle Jim Bradley and bring him here to me.
Yeah. If I do, then what?
I'm the one who's giving orders. I want him brought here tonight. I'll give you a couple of men. I'll go get him.
Now, wait a minute, Brent. If you think you can order me around like a stevedore, you're crazy. I want to know what's going on every minute.
I'm telling you only as much as I want you to know. If you try to double-cross me, you'll find yourself in trouble.
What do you mean by that? You just told me that you wanted Jungle Jim Bradley brought here. Nobody's double-crossed you yet.
You'll go and get him?
Sure, I'll get him, and I won't need your strong arm boys either.
Where is Jungle Jim Bradley, Mr. Vill?
At his hotel, I suppose. That's where I'll look first.
You're lying. I'll give you one more chance to tell me the truth. Where is Jungle Jim Bradley?
All right, Brent, I'll bite. Where is he?
Cut out the bluffing, Mr. Vill.
Wait.
If you don't, I'll take you back to shore and turn you over to the police.
The police? What are you talking about?
Haven't you read the newspapers?
Listen, I've got more to do than read newspapers. Get to the point. What are you driving at?
Here. Take a look at these. It may interest you to know that the police are looking for you.
Shut up. Jungle Jim Bradley missing from hotel room. International figure last seen late this afternoon. Well, what is it? What does it mean?
Go on. You'll find your name a little further down in the story.
Bennington room smashed. Police searching for Lily DeVril, also known as Shanghai Lil. What does this mean, Brent? Have you got Jim?
I'm going to have him. Because you're going to take me to him. If you don't, you may be found floating in the harbor, Miss DeVril.
What do the newspaper stories mean? Has Jungle Jim Bradley really disappeared? What's happened to him? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week. Same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.